Earlier this year, Istanbul witnessed unprecedented violence against Syrian refugees after they were blamed for the death of a Turkish youth. Under heavy police protection, 300 Syrian and Afghans were evacuated in buses in the middle of the night. Just down the road in Istanbul's Esinler district, which is home to about 500,000 people, almost one-fifth are Syrian refugees.
Seni çok geç bıraktık ama kusura bakma.
Local elected representatives like Mustafa Güven are on the front line of coping with the strains of a large refugee population. Güven says the recent clashes are a worrying sign that Turks' patience is starting to run out after 5 years of living with Syrian refugees.
Öcü değil yani, bunlara yardımcı oluyor, elinden geldiği kadar ekmeğini paylaşıyor.
The people of the Republic of Turkey are not monsters. They help Syrians as much as they can. They share their bread with them. Those Syrians who don't appreciate this are in the wrong. Of course, we see disputes and conflicts among the youth, but Syrians should be quieter. They are in a foreign country, after all, a country that gave them refuge. They should keep a lower profile and be more grateful, but they don't have this sensitivity.
Esinler is one of Istanbul's poorest and most densely populated districts. But over the last 5 years, numerous Syrians have carved out a life for themselves here, finding jobs while others have opened businesses. But that success is creating new tensions.
Adam ne çıkartabiliyorum diyor, ne bir şey yapabiliyorum diyor, ne kiramı alabiliyorum diyor.
In the Ali tea shop, it's not hard to sense the growing unease among local Turks. Sipping his hot tea, Ozan, a hairdresser owner, is quick to vent his frustrations.
Burada tahammül azaldığı için zaten burada sorunlar başlamaya başlıyor.
Our patience is running out and our point of view has changed. Over the last 5 years, a big number of people have migrated here and their number is constantly growing. Our state has already spent over 30 billion euros on the Syrians. There is no financial contribution from Europe either. The Syrians have also got used to being here and started opening more and more shops. They've started to slowly establish their own sectors. And now they only go to Syrian shops. They've established an internal market of their own. Everyone is voicing these concerns one way or another openly. People don't want them here anymore.
In a bid to reduce the rising tensions, some areas of Istanbul have sought to lower the profile of Syrians by removing Arabic signs of businesses. The move comes as tensions continue to be fanned by the Turkish media. A recent study found that Syrians are among the main victims of hate speech after Jews in the Turkish media. The Nasim barbershop is popular among Syrians. All but one who work here are from Syria. Esinler has been good to the owner, Mahmoud Al-Ayam. He arrived from Syria when he was 19. 5 years later, he has three businesses, a barbershop, a restaurant, and a clothing company. Al-Ayan wears a badge of Ataturk, the founder of Turkey, on his lapel. In what might be a gesture to local Turks, his hairdresser shop also displays two Turkish flags. He acknowledges there are tensions, but insists they're exaggerated.
Of course, Syrians can do business here. Syrians are not generally unsuccessful. Syrians are ambitious. Sure, there might be some causing trouble, but they don't represent the majority. There's too much hearsay circulating, such as Syrians did this and Turks responded like that. This is all about smearing the Syrians, to show them in a bad light. Anyone who has dreams and goals can come and realize them here.
According to Turkish officials, 5,000 Syrian businesses have opened in the last 5 years. They are supported by the government, which waive many restrictions for the Syrians. Restrictions that foreigners would usually face when opening businesses. Syrian children have access to Turkish schools and state universities are free, unlike for Turks. There's also free healthcare. The government says the cost of hosting Syrians has reached nearly 30 billion euros. Back at the Ali tea shop, the discussion about the Syrians in the district is growing more heated.
If the people behave themselves, there won't be any trouble or bad feelings anywhere. We are the grandchildren of Ottomans. We are hospitable people. Those Syrians who came here, God is my witness, are all working. They have families. They are Muslims like us. It's not about Syrians versus Turks. We are one Muslim community.
This man interrupts angrily.
When I go to hospital, the Syrian man goes before me, pushing me away with his shoulder. He gets to see the doctor before I do. I am Turkish. I should be given priority. I am sick for 15 days. I go to hospital, and then the man comes and jumps ahead of me.
The tea shop owner has had enough. He tells me and the crowd witnessing the argument to leave. Written above the entrance to Esenler Square is the local motto, City of Peace and Hope. Maintaining the peace for all people of Esenler can only get harder, with opposition parties set to make the government's Syria refugee policy a key issue in the months ahead. Dorian Jones, DW, Istanbul.